Argentina-Chile continental shelf dispute. Argentina ratifies its sovereignty, but Chile does not back down. This week, Argentina once again ratified its sovereignty over 5,000 square kilometers of continental shelf in the South Atlantic that Chile claimed as its own in the latest update of its naval charts. Several analysts say this is an attempt by the government of President Sebastián Piñera to stoke nationalist sentiment in Chile and thus regain the initiative. Despite promising the situation will be resolved via diplomatic dialogue, the Chilean head of state made new statements that provoked even more tension between both South American neighbors. Mr. Piñera addressed Chileans last Friday and assured them that their country is, and I quote, exercising its legitimate right, and this is an obligation for all presidents, something that's been understood by every president before me, end of quote. The Chilean move means ignoring a 1984 peace and friendship agreement brokered with the mediation of then-Pope John Paul II that placed the aforementioned 5,000 kilometers of continental shelf under Argentine jurisdiction. In remarks made on Argentine public TV, the foreign minister of Argentina, Felipe Solá, ratified Argentine sovereignty over the maritime territory, citing the 1984 treaty. Argentina's top diplomat said that what is at stake are 5,000 kilometers of Argentine continental shelf, and this is beyond objection. And also at stake, said Solá, are 25,000 kilometers of seabed and subsoil, which are part of the World Heritage, and that Chile, with this untimely decree, claims as its own, end of quote.
Lo que está en juego son 5.000 kilómetros cuadrados de plataforma continental argentina inobjetables, según lo que dice el artículo de Conbemar, después que se pidió la comisión, y al mismo tiempo están en juego 25.000 kilómetros cuadrados de lecho y subsuelo marinos que forman parte del patrimonio de la humanidad, y que Chile, con este decreto intempestivo, apropia.
At the same time, this weekend, the Argentine press reported that a British company is planning to build a megaport in the Malvinas Islands within the next 2 years. For this reason, the government of Tierra del Fuego has already filed a complaint stating that the initiative seeks to take away the jurisdiction of the port of Ushuaia, the capital of Tierra del Fuego, also warning of the project's negative economic and environmental consequences. In addition, this is yet another indication that the British government continues to ignore the claim that Argentina submits every year before the UN, which is endorsed by numerous countries, on the sovereignty of the Malvinas Islands that were snatched by the UK 188 years ago. In this context, Argentine analysts also consider that the Piñera administration's expansionist action comes in coordination with the London move, noting that the UK and Chile have been historical allies.